Does everybody know the rules of the workshop? Or should I remind everybody? We, under no circumstances, do not argue with one another, but only help one another. So I hear what a friend says, and what I say and what the friend says is a law. I try to enter him, to enter his thoughts, his desires, to include in him, to dissolve in him, not thinking at all about myself, not thinking about my own thoughts, but to be within him and within everybody. All of us, in this way, connecting, we try to create one united field so that one thought would be in it, to make our 10 into one, in which everybody is united, everybody is equal, and everybody is just dissolved in one another, in this one single whole. This is the most important thing. Why do we have this one single condition of our seminar? That is the first question. Why is the mutual inclusion of each person necessary for the condition of the common field?
I'm Igor from Saratov, and I think that this process of mutual inclusion allows one to detach one's thought from oneself, to not think about oneself, and thus to immerse oneself into a completely different logic, into a logic of mutuality, of unity. It's a completely brand new way of thinking. If I'm successful and not thinking about myself, and at the same time to connect into whoever's speaking.
Dennis from Moscow. It seems to me that I need to, with each friend, as he tries to speak, try to feel that spark, that point in the heart, this part of the Creator, which is speaking in him now. It's like it's not his animal body speaking, but that point in which we're all united. And if I, in my efforts, try to connect to it, then at that moment, the light that reforms acts on the whole 10. And this is the main point of the effort, to connect to that point.
Alexei from Novokuznetsk, yes, as we connect to this point, we cancel our nature, which really is created as the oppositeness, the helpmate against. And this is my work, to connect to the friend as a point, as part of the Creator. I enter a different reality, which truly is the only reality, and everything else is an illusion that we can never overcome by ourselves, but only together, only by uniting and canceling our own natures can we change it to the opposite.
A question from Omsk. From when you listen to the friend that talks about the answer to the question, this inclusion in his words is an enormous field of work, spiritual work, and in this way you can annul yourself completely, completely accept what he says. To understand how the Creator wishes to, how he acts on you. It's like the Creator is acting on you in some way. And in listening to the friend, you can find the act of the Creator in it. This is the foundation of our work. In these seminars, when we listen to each other, something new, something common is created.
Sapar from Kazakhstan. This common united point, it leaves us from our own individual egos to the center of the group, where the light is always influencing us as we listen to one another and pray for the light to bathe us into the front, to unite us. We imagine ourselves, the group, the ten, to make this strong connection and to adhere to this powerful light.
Misha from Petah Tikva. To hear that point in the heart, it takes effort to hear that point in the friend. And performing this effort, you receive the ability to connect to the friends, to connect to that common point which is in the middle of everybody, which elevates you to a place where you can't be yourself. But only by connecting to that common point can you be elevated.
Илья, Красноярск. In order to cleave and to add to what we hear from the front, from the center of the group, a practical action is required, an action of self-nullification. It is that place where we see, I don't know, a reflection of our own qualities. And in order to cleave, we need to be one with the qualities of the center, with the point of the front, with the assembly of all the points. And at times, this seems absolutely impossible. But that effort that gives the opportunity to, at least to a small extent, to rise above your qualities. It gives a tremendous energy and a sensation of mutual importance, love, and bestowal.
Artem from Kuznetsk. In order to read all of this, we need gradual action, as in a family between spouses, when the connection doesn't start with the right connection, then also in the ten, sitting in the circle, we will not find the answers. And the goal will not be found. The answers have to be found in that common field, a common center. And from there, the answer will by itself be born. So if we don't find if we don't search our minds for the answer, but to search this center for the answer, this will bring this singular organism or mechanism. It's not a single person, but it's a system of 10 to which more another 10 and another 10 can connect. And this is the ability of a real person, Adam.
Yuri, Novosibirsk. The spiritual and the physical, they're like a vibration when the friend begins to utter his thoughts and feelings, and I connect to him and I thus can resonate with him and reinforce his emotions, his feelings that he is expressing. And in so doing, I can see how my own senses, my own perception of this world is close to his. And thus I can see where I can't be like him, and find ways of correcting myself through love towards him and connection towards him. This is how we reinforce our efforts in the center of the group, and they become one whole, and they begin to influence not only me, but everyone that's here at the center at this time.
Andrei from Yekaterinburg. We all together are here with one single goal, to unite our intentions, to create one single intention. With this single intention, we can only build from the point when I accept a friend, when I feel him, when I sense him. And if I try to say something from my egoism, this immediately disconnects me from the friend. We can't unite with a friend without creating a cessation of them. The only way to do it is to feel how the Creator, together with you, talks to you through the friend.
Baal Salam writes that the new society is a society which arises on the basis of the egoistic society by the people who aspire to the next degree, to the altruistic degree. He writes that, "I assert that the time has come for this altruistic society." On the basis of what? Can we claim or see that this assertion is correct, that the time has come to found an altruistic society?
The entire history of human civilization, the most technologically advanced century, the amount of people around the whole world, when they start to become unhappy, when medics start talking about the main problem of the hyper-modern world is depression, then there appears the thought of where can we go from here, no matter what we advance. And it seems to me that gradually we attain the understanding that the collective unification among people is a sort of new level of humanity, of human civilization. First of all, coming from the great sufferings that happen throughout the world.
First, I wanted to answer from my reason that it's ever since 1995, everyone was instructed to study Kabbalah, so we have reached this state already. But I'll answer differently. But I think it stems from the inner feeling of those people that have been studying this method of correction for a long time. At the moment, at the time when the group begins to unite and feel like it's at a new stage, and accordingly the world is doing the same, because this is a closed system, interconnected system, and they're beginning to ask for this. These attempts, they may not be shaped, formulated quite yet, but I'm certain that as a result of our unification with all the efforts that we're putting toward it. I think that we and the world require the opportunity to be at a brand new degree, not because we've merited it, but because the Creator reacts to us, to our efforts in this way.
If we can just add that, not only from external events, we can talk about coming to a final point, but the sensation of everybody having undergone their own way, it's like we saw along the path that we engage in something and realize it's not the right way, we sort of cast it aside and try something else and so on. We can go to different countries. My friends have been in every country 3 times, and they can't fulfill themselves. It's like they don't understand. All these desires and aspirations are unclear, and they must flow with the current, wherever it goes, because they don't see a solution. But now, there appears, even from my own personal sensations, we don't see any solution anywhere except by sitting in this circle. Right here, sitting in this circle, leaving everything behind from the circle, everything that we underwent, you always want to say something smart, something that we have undergone, but at this moment we're creating reality. And this reality at this moment, it's like we find ourselves anew, reconnected. It's to somebody that we don't even know.
Baal Sulam writes that the new society is born on the basis of the old egoistic one, and he writes that this time has already come. On the basis of what can we claim that the time of this new society has come?
Развитие эгоизма. The development of egoism has come to such a point when it can no longer, under its own pressure, under natural pressure, develop further. This is a new time in which we, with our efforts, must accelerate this process to connect to it. With this, create a base for a new society, which will exist by new laws, altruistically.
This foundation for a new society, it shines on us through Rishimot, it pressures us and the world. It is that form which must be corrected, and it pressures us because seemingly the time has come. The ego has reached its peak and it must change its form, and this is the beginning of correction, the beginning of universal correction which must take place. And this time is when the light needs to come into the world.
The main sign that we're sitting here together and recognizing this is that we have this opportunity here and now and onward is because this necessity was formed of the birth of a person and understanding life, new tastes. And creation was a system was created such that today people can bring the system into balance through our method, through our unity, to give that which is essential to life, how everything is being manifested today.
Over the many years of that humanity has existed, which seems to be an eternity, the world has come to the realization both quantitative and qualitative. We're not going to look at reincarnations, but humanity no longer lives according to those laws that our parents, our grandparents lived by, our ancestors, because our knowledge already allows us to see several steps ahead, the consequences of these or those actions, to connect cause and consequence. And on the basis of this, the matter of existence, continued existence, becomes this point of from which the crisis and depressions and all these problems arise. And today it becomes so clear, so evident, that the human ego, which aspires to peace and pleasure, and maximum pleasure for minimum effort in every possible way, it can't find a place. And the question of where do we go from here in our lives, it makes for very fertile soil for the revelation of the Creator in our time.
Next question. Why, by uniting, do we form the condition for the revelation of the Creator? Why, through uniting, do we form the condition for the revelation of the Creator? If you can shorten it a little bit, if possible. More precise, more concrete answers.
Like bacteria, we once began to unite in lifeless organisms began to unite together and combine a new life form. So the people can need to arise from their lifeless state and come to a new, completely brand new state where they'll have one heart, one mind, something that seems to be anything that we can imagine, but it's going to be a brand new level where no one's going to think about himself, but everyone's going to think about his friend, and this can only be done by the Creator, and only in unity.
Why, by uniting, do we create the condition for the revelation of the Creator? This is clearly seen from biological objects. Every cell in and of itself exists, but only in connecting with others can it work. In this way, the organism can be whole. Only by people with an altruistic outlook can they be by themselves, and together they can form a new organism which would allow them to unite souls and to come closer to that initial state which the Creator formed. The Creator is one, single, and unified, and the only way to know Him, to sense Him, is to become like Him. And accordingly, we must become like Him, one, single, and unified. Therefore, by uniting and so we unite in order to feel Him.
When I asked myself this question, what is unity? And why is it that in unity they reveal this force of integration? I had this thought that if suddenly in this integral system I consciously make a decision to care for the entire system, then it probably my form becomes similar to the form of this entire integral system. That's probably the condition to reveal it.
Well, it seems to me the thing that we're lacking for the revelation of the Creator, the single thing, is that we need to create an enormous desire in order for Him to be revealed to us. And this work in unity, in mutual connection, allows me to gather into one single whole the desire of each of the friends which is in the circle. And if I aspire towards this center, then a great desire is formed which will allow the Creator to be revealed.
I can continue that the Creator is the force of bestowal, the force of love, and absolutely no calculation for oneself. There is absolutely zero, and not even one thousandth or 1 millionth of percentage of calculation of care for oneself. How can we do this? How can we come to this in a group where everyone aspires to the same condition? But only when we do that, we can achieve it.
We often hear examples of a mosaic or separate organs which work together for the sake of the whole organism as details of like a structure which is formed. Because these examples are appropriate because in the unity, in our case, it's like we create a common picture by uniting. The system begins to function only when all the details are gathered together in one single whole.
This single whole is the place where the Creator, the upper force, is revealed, because it is a single force in itself, a single whole, as it is said, one singular, indivisible, and that's where it can be revealed. And we must unite all the parts together, all the desires, in one point, in adhesion with the Creator.
Next question. It said, love your friend as yourself. As yourself means more than yourself, because right now I love myself more than others. And to that degree, to that same extent, I need to change my priorities and love the other more than myself, to the extent to which I love myself more than I love them. This is a simple interpretation of love your friend as yourself. But why do we become equal by doing this? Is the question clear? Why, in loving your friend as yourself, which means more than yourself, as I love myself presently more than I love others, do we become equal? If you will think about how to reach a common answer in the center of the question, center of the circle, you will receive it.
Egoism is
The ego cannot understand itself, its nature, what equality is. There is no point like this in it. Only by exiting oneself into this field of mutual care and concern, is a sensation created. It's brand new, that doesn't exist in the ego. And this sensation, these aspirations, there is so that the another friend would actualize what he has within, and you can create all the conditions for that to happen. I can just give an example. Once I heard from my friend that the maximum that you can do, the most you can do, is the very minimum that you can do to be in the group. And the group constantly is renewed, so you must always be ready to give the most effort. And the friends reveal these abilities, these spaces that you do not have, but they can give you these spaces. And everyone, in his aspiration to help a friend, where he actualizes in these spaces what he doesn't have but he aspires to, that's how.
Our goal is the Creator. And equal means similar to, in quality, completely connected. We study that as soon as the system is balanced, it becomes one single whole. And that moment of transition of loving your friend as yourself, then by effort, it was given to elevate ourselves and to create this common field of our common kli. And that's how it is.
I'll try to formulate what I want to say. In this world, people are not alike to one another, not only in that in their appearance and their skin color or some other external parts, but they're so unlike one another, even in just their basic internal qualities. And there's a point within these internal qualities that gives one the opportunity to feel something outside of oneself, to live according to the law of love thy friend as thyself, and to in there is where you can release these points, all of us, and unite them in mutual care for one another. And if we're connected, if we have turned our points and reverse them, it doesn't. And now you exist in this, in the general organism, not in that one point that's your own, but that one single field, that equality and that full set of qualities that we all have, that we all share, and everyone does their function.
To love. Once again, how is it to love? To love the other as yourself. It means that I the equivalence is that I wouldn't do anything that I wouldn't want done with respect to me, and vice versa. This way we become equal to the Creator. When we try to elevate one another, this altruism brings us closer.
I live in my sensations exclusively, and others are in theirs. But if we all begin to share sensations and begin to love the friend as we love ourselves, we become equal because we feel the world, we see the world equally, the same way.
It seems the word itself of love, in its true form, presupposes that there are no borders, boundaries. And as a result, if we come to this love, to this limitless love, then this infinity, this boundlessness, allows us to be completely equal in it.
This notion of infinite love towards friends, that's far greater than my love towards myself. Of course, they become dear to me in this point of effort. If I exert 100% of my effort and my friend exerts 100% of himself to love their friend as themselves, then of course in this we are equal.
Yeah, it's really amazing that the reading of these different qualities, that point which makes us similar to the Creator makes us equal.
In our egoistic state, we cannot perceive what it is. What is this state when you love others? Someone outside, that's not yourself, and you love them actually more than you love yourself. We imagine this as this general picture created by the Creator. Our general soul, it's a brand new, different existence as the creature that's created by the Creator from the very beginning.
When different desires, when other desires become less important, we become more similar to the Creator, and then we are able to see the whole system corrected. And for us, everything is one. And we see everybody as connected, as equal.
In aspiring to care for and feel another, a friend, between you and the friend, this field of mutual care appears, and it is this field of mutual aspirations, and in this field, everyone forgets himself and aspires to the Creator. You can become equal. You can become equivalent in form. That's probably what we call the Creator. And that's where you feel the sensation that it's unbounded. It cannot be bounded by anything.
It said, love your neighbor as yourself. Loving your friend as yourself means to love him more than you love yourself more with respect to him now. So you have to invert that. The question is, why by this do we become equal, even though you make him as if greater or more important? The answer is simple.
The answer is simple. Love thy friend as thyself. Today I love myself more than others. If I aspire to love him more than I love myself, it follows that the system is very simple. I try to elevate him more and more above myself and to put down my ego more and more below him, and as a result, eventually we become equal. And the very notion of equality does not even exist in nature. This is how it is achieved. When I always try to rise him further away, make him more important than myself, and conversely, lowering my ego at the same time. And that's how you achieve this balance. So this balance is constantly growing, because as we bring up the ego, as we bring up the friend, the ego gets lowered. So in last question, if we're allowed the time, this was related to the friend. Now, related to the group, how should I relate to the group? How should I bring up the group with respect to myself? To what extent should I elevate the group above myself? Meaning, should I also relate to the group as love thy friend as thyself? What's the difference between relating to the friend and relating to the group? Go ahead. Try to focus together. To find the answer in the desire, not in the mind.
The relation to the friends is the relation to the Creator. Of course, there's still the relation, the attitude toward the group, from one to many, specifically because we have tens. With the increase of friends and parts of the system, it becomes more complex. And this degree of mutual connection changes in accordance to that, proportionally. We have to relate to the difference in attitudes to one another in the context of how we can aspire to a single goal together. If an organ is sick, then we treat it together. Everything comes out of our common goal and our direction. In this, we have the direction from the friend to the group.
If the goal is mutual, I feel that in my perception, there might not even be a difference between my perception of a friend or the group, which I may see in the personified as one as a friend, as one person. That's the way I feel in my kelim. I can perhaps somehow reach a state where I can perceive one person, instead of one person, instead of 10 people, the entire group, that and through the group, the entire world.
And with respect to attitude to the group, I have to elevate the group above myself. What is the difference in the attitude to a group and to the friend? The difference is that friend, the group is separate people, and every time there are always different lanes of connection between them, and egoism will continue to grow more and more. And so these inner connections, egoism here becomes more rough, more coarse, and it's more difficult to elevate the group above its egoism, because you're always like in a spider web, and you're constantly being pulled on by different strings. And the hardest thing here is to remain in the understanding that only by this can you feel the whole organism, how different it is. To elevate in this group is perhaps the most difficult thing.
The group is the Creator with respect to me. My attitude towards the group should be just as my attitude is towards the Creator. It's the place where I can come in contact with the Creator. A friend is a place where I can learn to nullify myself, to nullify my ego, and to elevate a particular friend above myself. I learn to love, and the group is the Creator already.
So it seems to me that the degree of the greatness of the group in my eye gives me the degree of the importance of the Creator to me. So if it suddenly happens that I infinitely elevate the group to myself, then this will practically become an infinite importance of the Creator to me.
Indeed, the group consists of many friends, and by raising the importance of every one of them, I therefore raise the importance of the group in my eyes. And naturally, the greatness of the group needs to be incredible in my eyes, incredibly big.
Свет.